is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hola, amigos and amiguettes. It's just actually a word in Spanish. It is I, or it is me, whatever is grammatically correct, the celebrity medium. Here with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. We've got some new arrivals, kind of big names. And yes, we've got some follow-ups to stories I've been trying to avoid for the past few weeks. But these are kind of big changes, so they're unavoidable. All right, let's start off with the biggest new arrival in some time, Jerry Lewis. He just arrived in the next world, as you would expect. Big crowd on hand to greet him, according to my sources. And who was there? His old partner, Dean Martin. Now, for you younger folks, you may not realize that Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis were huge in the 1940s and 50s. They were a really, really big deal. They were a comedy team. And they performed in nightclubs, and then they moved to movies. They made, I think, 16 movies together before they parted ways in 1956. And they were gigantic stars. Well, anyway, they hadn't seen each other in some time, and they had a really nice reunion on the arrival stage for celebrities there in the next world. And they were joking around on stage to the delight of the crowd. And they kind of hinted that maybe they'd work together again in the near future, although I can't imagine how they would know what that's going to be since Jerry just got there. But I should note that you have to remember, these guys come from a different time. So they were kind of horsing around, and apparently they used some ethnic slurs to refer to each other. And, I guess most people kind of took it for what it was, that it was just joking around, but I guess a few people were kind of taken aback by it because the stuff they were calling each other was not exactly politically correct. But this is something they did when they were on the earthly plane. I know there's at least one video you can find on YouTube where they were recording a commercial for one of their movies and they were horsing around and they were calling each other, you know, insulting each other and calling each other names. It doesn't mean anything, but it's just not, you know, people kind of frown on that sort of thing in today's climate. Anyway, they were very, very well received. They seemed real happy. They left the stage together. Seen backstage, Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, and a lot of other old friends of Jerry's, I'm told. And I'm sure some friends of Dean's were there too. So maybe we'll hear more from them in the near future. We'll see. All right, also arriving, Dick Gregory. Now, that may not be a name that you're familiar with. Dick Gregory is a black guy. He was a comedian, and he was a civil rights activist, and he was a real groundbreaker. I mean, if you've seen any of Richard Pryor's stuff, you know, talking about race and civil rights and race relations, well, Richard Pryor wouldn't have existed to do that act if Dick Gregory hadn't gone first. He really was very, very cutting edge for the day. And later in his life, he became something of a conspiracy theorist, and he was hawking something called the Bahamian Diet. And, you know, as far as conspiracy, you know, not all conspiracy theories are false necessarily, but he was kind of on the edge of, you know, being a little wacky. I'm told there was a sizable crowd. That was the term was used to describe it to me. I guess that means pretty good. He expressed his pleasure at being in the afterlife. And he said he hoped it was at least a little less racist than the earthly plane. And then he did some of his old comedy act to what I'm told was a very good response. If you have any interest in comedy or the history of comedy, you might want to check into Dick Gregory. I mean, he really was very, very important, especially to the black comedians who came after him. He was a really big deal. And it's good to see that he's happy in his new existence. All right, those are the big new arrivals. Now we've got to cover the stuff that I've been avoiding. And I apologize for this, because I know I was kind of beating it to death there for a few weeks. But big stuff is going on. Okay, director Stanley Kubrick. He has asserted his complete creative control. He has a contract giving him that. He has asserted it over the unfinished film that he's working on in Environment, which was started by artists Jean-Michel Basquiat and Salvador Dali, and they gave it to him because they wanted him to come in and kind of come in and bail them out of the project because they were in over their heads. And then he started changing everything about the movie, and they're not happy about that. They become kind of a thorn in his side. So it turns out he, as part of his creative control, he can ban anybody from the set or the surroundings of the set that he wants. So he has now banned Basquiat and Dali from Environment, which they operate. It's the size of a blimp hangar, and it's an indoor rain attraction because it never rains in the afterlife, so you can go in there to enjoy some rain if you want. He has banned them from it. So go figure, they're not happy. So they're having press conferences like every day outside the hangar-sized building, and they're trying to rally people to their cause. And I understand that over the weekend, they had a pretty nice crowd. I guess people probably just showing up just to see Salvador Dali and Jean-Michel Basquiat. Dali's always been a very eccentric-looking guy. And so they were getting the crowd to chant things in support for them in the apparent hope of disrupting the filming inside the building. But my sources say it didn't do any good because the building is apparently about 300 yards long. It's a gigantic building, and it's 300 yards long. And the set is at one end of it, and I guess the crowd outside was at the other end, so they just simply couldn't hear it on the movie set, so it just didn't accomplish anything at all. But apparently they're going to try to make as much trouble, but what's that going to accomplish? Kubrick has creative control. He's just as stubborn as they are. I don't see Kubrick giving in to their attempts to intimidate him at all. It ain't gonna happen, boys. Just back off. Let him do his thing. This is my advice to them. If it's a success, then you can take the credit. You can say, well, this was our movie and we put it in motion. And if it fails, you go, he screwed it up. He took it away from us and changed everything. You know, either way, you win. So just, ease up. Not that they can hear me, but, for what it's worth. Okay, lastly, Fred Trump is back in the Next World News. You'll recall that he abandoned his little gated community that he had, his little racist enclave. He and Charles Lindbergh were running it. Yes, Charles Lindbergh, the first man to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, who was an actual Nazi sympathizer when he was on the earthly plane. They disappeared for the last, 3 or 4 months now? Okay, they're back in the news. They are holding rallies to support Fred's son, Donald Trump, the president. Now, this is another one of those things I don't get. Nothing in the afterlife directly affects what happens on the earthly plane. So what is the point of this? To me, this seems like an ego exercise. Like he's just determined to defend his son, just as his son is determined to defend himself no matter what he does or who he offends. Fred apparently just wants to rile people up, but they can't do it. It's impotent. They can't do anything that'll cause any change here on Earth, but they're having rallies and they're getting crowds. They are actually getting crowds, and then they're getting counter protesters. There haven't been any fights or anything, but it's just, I was told about this. I don't get it. I just don't get the point of this, but that's what's going on. It's a big change in the story, so I needed to tell you about it, so now I've told you about it. And now hopefully next week we can move on to new, fresher, and more interesting stories. All right, I'm done. That's it. I will be back next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite to see celebs. You can find the report on iTunes and the Google Play Store. On YouTube, and you can find it every Monday around lunchtime on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 in Los Angeles, and we are so proud to be on there, our flagship radio station. We thank them from the bottom of our hearts for carrying our show for lo these many months. I thank you all for listening. I so appreciate it. I will see you next week. I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.